Like, I'll like, yeah. I think I was weird when I was a little kid too. My mom told me that I didn't like touching grass, so she just put me on a towel in the middle of the grass, and I wouldn't move. I would just stay there because I didn't want to touch the grass. I'm like, well, maybe I was playing a game you didn't know about. Like, I don't know. Either way, the sweat thing always got me with jiu-jitsu. But where we got, how we got there was because I was just telling you that if you get really sweaty and you're burning yourself and you're blowing glass, it's strange that the smell is similar to that of cooking a pig. And that's information you don't need. You don't need to know that, but you have it now if you listen to that whole thing. Very good. Very good. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 157 of the podcast, I believe it is. Yeah, I believe that's right. Wow, we have been crushing over here, getting ready for the end of the year, coming up on the holiday season. It's when it gets a little crazy for us. Summer's always like a little bit more like we're doing projects, doing orders, but crazy time's usually the holiday season. We're coming up on that, making lots of new stuff like this. Kind of like prototype, I call it the Bubble Duke. It's our Duke dry pipe, but with more of the Bubble Cavalier shaping on it. Pretty sweet piece. Stoked how it turned out. Works really fucking well. Been hitting the dry dabs lately. Just going a little extra low, and that's really enjoyable. These Bubble Dukes too, they're so like thick that they sit nice with the nail in them so you can set it down. Wow, holy shit, fucking A5 Wagyu from Green Dot, strong. You know me, been doing them crazy hours lately, but that's because let's fucking get ready for the end of the year. We're trying to get a bunch of new stuff here in the shop to fill this new space that we expanded into. So we're all just kind of crushing, trying to get the capital to get the equipment, to do the things. But, man, have you guys seen over the last couple days anything about them opening up Three Mile Island again? I don't know if any of y'all know what Three Mile Island is. I'm from upstate New York, so if you're from the Northeast and you were born between the years like 1970 and 1990, you probably know what Three Mile Island is. But it's essentially a nuclear power plant. It's our Chernobyl. It like had some sort of, I forget exactly what happened, but it was basically a nuclear issue happened with the nuclear power plant. They shut it down and they had to keep everyone off the island. It was like, I think, a contaminated area. Well, they're reactivating it, but it's not to power your homes or to make things more affordable. No, they're reactivating it under a 20-year lease with Microsoft, which is really crazy. They're going to re-outfit this nuclear power plant to power their new artificial intelligence, because the new AI they're developing, that's a data center basically, needs to be powered by a nuclear power plant. Because it's so powerful. Pretty fucking crazy. And that tells me, I'm like, well, what happens after 20 years? Do you guys hoping that the quantum computer developed a better form of energy production so you won't need the nuclear power plant anymore? You'll have some other way of generating the power you need to supply your artificial intelligence? Shit's getting so crazy with the AI. It's wild. There might be like a cool side of it though, where if I know there's like the shitty side where a bunch of people lose jobs because it's, you know, taking people's jobs, but there might be the side where there's really emphasis put on, you know, human-made objects, you know, the seeing the beauty and the minor imperfections and the uniqueness of something that's not the same as the next one. That may be something that's valued higher in the future than it is right now. I think right now we definitely strive for perfection always, right? But being that we are imperfect beings ourselves, it's hard to truly make anything perfect, and that might be valued higher in the future when AI is the dominant form of production, or at least production management. People that make shit with their hands will be different and unique. If anything, the farmers markets will just be more popping. Like, I think there's room for the GMOs and the people who want to do organic. I think there's room for the artists and the people who want to mass produce with machines. Like, it's just, you know, you got to find your group of people that want to support that, right? Like, not everyone's going to want to be into, like, the computer-made stuff. Some people are going to be have more fun going to the farmer's market and buying something for their house that looks, you know, truly unique, and no one else is going to have it. Other people are fine, happy going to Target and just picking up the same floor mat that everybody has. You know what I mean? So it's different strokes for different folks. When I hear people talk about a lot of this stuff, I hear them, it's very like they're scared of the changes that will happen for artists or creators because of AI. But at the same time, it's like, well, there's always going to be something that threatens maybe your ability to be special. But those are your moments where you get to really show what you're made of. You know what I mean? And I also don't think that AI is going to be the deciding factor with that either. I think a lot of people are going to be fully capable without, like a lot of people are going to live lives without the AI is my point. Like, there's going to be people who adopt it, and there's going to be people who are like, I'm fine just living. I got a flip phone still. I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? I don't. But I know people that use, like, flip phones still and stuff because they don't want all the social media shit. So, like, AI can happen, and those people won't care. They'll still go to the supermarket they like. They'll still use a more simple and rudimentary technology. And for the glass makers and the pipe makers out there, there's always going to be people that want to smoke their weed through something really fucking cool. Like, I think there's a place for the simple, but there's also a place for integrating art into everything you're doing. Like, I smoke joints still too, but like, I love smoking a fancy piece of glass. Like, there's something special about it. And that's not, even before I was a pipe maker, I was the same way. This is what got me into pipes and making them, was that I was just so, like, I thought it was so cool to, like, have this, like, fancy crafted object just for smoking. Because when I was younger and I thought of pipes, I'd find, like, old, like, metal ones that I'd see around, maybe, like, my dad had or whatever. And, like, as I got older, I started realizing what I was looking at. I'm like, oh, that's a pipe made out of, like, different types of brass and stuff that you'd find maybe at a hardware store, or, you know, little bone or wooden carved pipes, but very simple, like, rugged looking objects. And then when I started getting into glass, I'm like, whoa, the sharpness, the precision, the cleanliness, like, when it's all clean, like, you can just, like, when clear glass is super clean, it just, like, looks so, like, perfect and almost medical and, like, crystal, and, like, you smoke it, and it's just, I loved the cleanliness of it all, and, like, how, like, sharp and how much time I could see dedicated into this object for just smoking weed. Like, I don't know, I really liked that. And that's what, like, I just, the function alone really got me obsessed with pipes, too, and I've talked about this before, but just, you know, putting water testing things. Even now, the days here in the shop where I come in the earliest, fuck, I blew it. I might have to go grab a piece I forgot to have in this episode. I'll definitely go grab it here in a minute. We'll be fine. I'm really stoned already, just to be clear. But yeah, I don't know. Like I've said before, like, the days I come in the earliest are the days when I have a really sick piece I want to take out of the Kilman function test. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, excited to wake up and just get the fuck over to the shop and put water in that motherfucker and hope it works the way I want. And sometimes it doesn't, and I get real sad. Because I'm like, damn, now I'm here at 3:30 in the morning, and this shit doesn't work right. What am I doing? And I'm like, all right, time to just work for 14, 15 hours and try to do better. Always try to do better. That's it. Little improvements each day. And then sometimes when you're in the heat of that crush, it's hard to appreciate all the improvements you have made because you're so hyper-fixated on the things that you fucked up in that moment. It's a real fucking paradigm, just trying to progress at anything while simultaneously trying to achieve perfection, knowing you're not perfect yourself. Yeah, dude, too much weed. Either way, let's take another dab, because that's where I want to be today. I'm actually so exhausted that when I'm super, super tired, I definitely smoke about 10% more hash, because I'm like, if I'm super stoned, I won't be able to distinguish tired and just being too stoned. I'll just think I'm too stoned, and then I'll be able to get through the day. And then, like, I definitely get, like, people that'll message me that, like, when I talk about, like, perspectives like that of working, like, they're like, oh, you sound like you don't like it, or why do you work so much? You know, like, it's like, dude, it's like, I love what I do, but, like, this shit I'm trying to do is crazy. Like, not a lot of people try to do this because there's, from a business point of view, this is just, like, a really, you got to have passion for it. Like, this is not something that you could sell, like, a fucking franchise and a blueprint and be like, this is how you do this and make money from it. Like, this shit's crazy. It's a roller coaster. It's a lot like many small businesses, like restaurant businesses or being any form of artist. You have to be very creative and constantly adapting for the changing of, you know, people's interests change a lot, and you need to be able to maintain their focus. And that all these things are super complicated to staying relevant and being able to sell your artwork and stuff and have people hear your voice. It's just, all of it's crazy. But I'm stoked on it either way. Either way. So I wanted to show you guys something here real quick. So right here, we have two pieces that look like they're really, really similar colors. This one right here is the OG Illuminati, like the original, like batches of Illuminati from like 2015-ish. And this is Ion from Molten Aura, which would be like the newer, more modern version of the uranium or depleted uranium glass. So these are both UV. They glow under a ultraviolet light. That's what UV means, obviously. but yeah, you can see that there's like a very slight difference. Like, this is definitely more on that like neon lime. This is like more of like that, almost, it looks radioactive. It's like in between green and yellow. It's definitely different. Like, the glow on these are insane too. Like, if we're in a dark room, like, shit glows like crazy. But it's really cool using like the stuff that is the depleted uranium glass, just because like when I'm fucking shaping stuff with this, like, I'm obviously smoked a little bit of weeds, and I'm thinking about the medium I'm working with, and I'm like, how did this glass come to be? Like, the uranium was regular uranium before it was depleted uranium. And, like, where was that uranium? Like, where was it mined? Or, like, where, like, out, like, what happened? Like, where did it come from? Like, this just, I don't know. Glass is so crazy. Like, for it to take that whole journey from the earth and then end up like this, purified, clean, and shaped, like, you just see the glass and the silica. None of the inclusions or imperfections of the stone and the rock that the minerals were pulled out of. It's nuck and futz, all right? It's crazy. And you can really only get really philosophical about stuff like that if you did smoke a little bit of weed and if you want to think like that. I try to go there and have conversations with people like that and go to that like philosophical thinking of how special like things are around us, and some people don't want to go there. They're like, fuck off, dude. Like, I'm like, all right, bro. Or they'll be like, oh, that goes against my philosophical or my spiritual beliefs. Or like, I'm like, all right. I'm just saying things are pretty special and cool. Even the mundane, simple things are pretty cool, guys. And we can be grateful, right? That's sick. But yeah, any of you, like, fucking September. Okay, this episode, the day this episode comes out is the day that the... what they're calling, have you seen the twin moon thing that's going to be happening? Have you seen any of that, Aja? The twin moon thing? Yeah, okay. So, supposedly by September 29th, people with access to the big enough telescopes will be able to see this thing coming. Supposedly, it's a large asteroid. And for a short, I think it's 36 to 48 hour period, sometime in a 2 month window from September 28th to November like 26th or something like that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like almost 2 months. So we'll be able to see this thing for almost 2 months from telescope, but at a certain like window for I think 36 to 48 hours, maybe it's 3 days, it's going to look like we have two moons. But this one will be like a third the size of our moon. It'll be like, it'll look like a mini moon in the sky. Now, here's my thing. If it's a large asteroid, and if it's really far away from us, yet it looks like a third the size of our moon in the sky at a certain point, Doesn't that mean it's like way bigger than our moon? Like significantly bigger? Because it's farther away, but from our perspective, it looks like a third of the size of it. So even though it'll still look smaller than it, if that thing was right next to it, wouldn't it be like fucking huge? And I only say that because no one seems worried about it. And I'm like, is this asteroid going towards Earth, or is it just going to get close enough that it looks like, it's going to orbit. It's going to go around us. I think it's going to go around us for, it's going to go around us for like 36 or 48 hours or something. That's what's going to happen. And then it's going to shoot off and continue its path. So it's going to orbit our planet. But like some of the stuff I'm seeing is it's like the thing in 30 meters, like maybe 30 feet or 3 meters, 30 feet, I don't even, 10 meters, 30 feet long. God, I'm too stoned already. I haven't even taken my second dab yet. This is what happens. If you're not sleeping a lot and you're crushing, your brain's like fucking mush. But it gets really hot really quick. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested in like space stuff and, you know, astronomy and things that are, you know, happening around our planet. I think it's pretty interesting. But I'm also, I smoke weed and I'm conspiratorial. So to me, I'm like, I feel like there's something they're not telling us about this thing, man. This comet, dude. Or asteroid or whatever the fuck it is. We'll find out. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And I'm still tripped up on that whole thing. Like, we're literally going to like turn Skynet on. We're going to have Microsoft like giving a nuclear power plant to its AI and being like, here you go, here's all the power you need to think as deeply as you want and give us all the answers. It's basically going to be like a AI god they're going to be summoning in Pennsylvania, like, because that's where Three Mile Island is. When I was younger, I used to watch like CKY and Jackass, and those guys would always go do Three Mile Island, I believe illegally. They take little boats out to it. There's like an abandoned nuclear power plant. And now Microsoft's going to turn into this whole thing. Yeah, that Mr. Gates is definitely an interesting fellow. You ever seen like all the farmland that dude's bought? It's very interesting, the places he's purchased it. It's like weird. He buys all of it specifically in areas that are above a certain elevation. Like he knows that potentially large portions of our country, if something cataclysmic happened, would be underwater. And he knows where not to buy land if that possibly ever happened. It's definitely fucking weird. Except for Three Mile Island, that definitely would be low. I don't think that'd be like up high enough for sea levels change. But either way, the farmland he bought's high up. I have no idea. I just think it's interesting. Look into it. It's fun stuff. Really, it'll make you think. I think too much of it. That's what happens if you like blow glass all day and smoke. And I think I have a stand for this fucking thing, too. God, there's... I don't know if I can get it, though. Dude, no, we're good. We'll warm it up in the pipe, and I'll put it in the... Because I'm taking another dry dab. I want to hit this little Cavalier. This is considered our mini Cavalier. Still a good-sized dry piece. But our other Cavaliers are quite a bit... Not quite a bit. They'd say they're like a third bigger. But they've just got a lot more, like, shaping and calmo work and... Just a lot more, and they have an opal on them. The mini Cavaliers are just a little bit smaller, two-tone color, no opals, so they're like more affordable. One thing with the dry dabs is you really got to make sure all the alcohol's out of like the neck of your nail and all that shit, because there's no water or anything to absorb if you get some hot alcohol vapor inhaling it, and then it's a bad time. That's like an all-day headache right there. I mean, can't be good for you. Yeah, so the pipe I'm going to go grab here in a few minutes after. I want to talk about this thing, too, because I had a lot of fun with this piece. Not sure what happened there, but I had a good time. I have this new flower tube I made that I wanted to show on this podcast. That should have been, like, on the table. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm doing so much and so many different pieces that I'm just, like, I'm always on to the next thing, and I made this thing a few days ago, so I'm already on to the next thing. But that's how you create a lot. I'm trying to be, like, one of those people who, like, while they were alive, produced an incredible amount of work so that even if some cataclysms happen, we have a higher probability of being remembered thousands of years from now. Let them decode and solve, what were we doing with all this glass? They had depleted uranium, the technology they would need to be able to do this. What were they possibly doing? Then they'll learn about terps and realize we were just smoking weed. But either way, it won't devalue what we were doing. Maybe a little, but still very cool. Still very cool. Look how fun those are, huh? That's like, it kind of looks like an old opium pipe or something. These are really fun. I love the Cavaliers. They've come a long way. Super dialed now. Not a lot of people do dry dabs though, so I try not to like go too crazy with the dry pieces and make too many of them, because it's a very specific breed of folks who are ready to take on the dry dab. Don't get me wrong, I think we have a lot of people in training right now. There's a lot of people who are smoking Puffco products and specifically are mainly using a dry like top on it. They don't want a water top. So for all the folks out there smoking their Puffcos dry, you're on the path to getting to rip a dry pipe and actually really enjoy it and feel powerful. I mean, it's a powerful feeling. I'm trying to think other times I've felt the way I felt when I hit a dry piece. Let me say this right. When I smoke a dry piece and you get the temp perfect and everything's awesome and you get a fat dab off it and you can just keep pulling on it and you feel like nothing can stop you, man, there's been a few times in my life I've felt like that. Definitely one of them's ripping a dry piece properly. I'm trying to remember, but either way, it doesn't matter. All I can think of is every time I've hit a dry pipe, just feeling powerful. Unless, like I said, if you get alcohol vapor or if you hit it too hot, then panic attack. Fear sets in. You're terrified. I'm going to heat it up in this, and then I'll stick it in the dry piece. I want to offer stands with the pieces. That'd be ideal. Because that way people could warm up the nail in it easier and all that stuff. Yeah, I got a plan for an even bigger pipe. Really depends on how the next few months look for our world. I don't know if I've talked about this on here briefly, but I've decided that the more chaotic and tough the world gets for everybody, the bigger I'm gonna make a pipe. And then it'll be like Groundhog's Day, like you know, and like you see, I don't know if you guys did this and where you're from, but where I'm from, we used a small rodent from the ground to figure out how long winter was going to be. And I never got it. And I still don't understand which part of it means it's going to be longer. But I know that when we look at them, someone knows. And then they tell me, oh, 6 more weeks of winter. I go, or whatever. Either way. God, dude, all I'm thinking about is groundhogs, bro. What was my point even? God damn, it was going to be good too, I promise. Fuck it. I quit. If you're this far in, you won't care. You love me. It's fine. We're friends. We're friends. It doesn't matter. I can't remember my point. Now all I'm thinking about is groundhogs and Puxtony Phil or whatever his name is. That's a very Pennsylvania thing too. I'm not even from Pennsylvania. I'm from upstate New York, but we're all kind of one. If you don't live in one of the major cities like Philly, New York City, like if you're like living in upstate or outside the city, we're all just basically one thing. We're just like the peasants of New England that pay the taxes to keep the cities, you know, a mess. And yeah, but either way, fuck, dude, what was my point? Oh, I got it now. Got it. Sick. So just like, you know, Groundhog's Day, like you see the groundhog, you're like, oh fuck, dude, we know how long winter's gonna be. I want you to see giant pipes, and then as the pipes start getting smaller, you're like, okay, things are gonna get better. Pipes are getting smaller. It'll be like predictions through giant bongs. But either way, things seem crazy right now, so I think I need to go something bigger than 13 foot. I think I need to rent a cherry picker to hit it. I think we need to like do it like outside in the world off a cherry picker. I think it needs to be, I think we need to put 2 13 footers together. I think we need a 26 foot bong. If my math is right. If my calculations are correct. That's a 26 foot bong. Wait, yeah, sick. Just kidding. If I have a lab coat on and I have a 26 foot bong though, I think that will help whatever's happening. Whatever's happening in the world. These things are just, you know, maybe things are wild just because I'm like more of a grown up now. So I like have to pay attention to shit because I have to talk to other grown ups and I have a kid in first grade and stuff. So like maybe it's just like a side effect of the groups I'm around now because I'm a grown up. Oh, I hate it. I don't think I'll ever feel grown up though. Just because like my job and how I do things is very, I mean, not belittling what I do. I work super hard and it's very stressful and not easy, but I do get to smoke weed all day and make bongs. So it's like tough to like, you know, it's tough to feel grown up. I feel like I'm doing what I want to do. So I feel like a kid. I feel like I'm just having fun over here. Most days, obviously there's days where I'm like, bro, this is too much, but that's just being human, I think. I think anybody, even if you love what you do, you're going to have moments where you feel like, fuck, dude, this shit's hard. I don't know if I can do this. Yeah, I have, like, I often have times where I'm like, oh, like if we're just renting in a few years, if things, you know, I'll just go live in the woods and I'll just make, like, bongs for just me. And I'll surround myself with crazy art. And then someday people will find me, like, as a hermit out there with, like, the biggest beard. Super old. They won't know who I am anymore. You know, the world will have ended twice at this point. And, you know, they'll just see all these bongs and then this old hermit. And I'll just become a myth. A legend, you know, in that way. I have a plan. I don't know. Maybe that one won't work out. Either way, I'm just going to just keep smoking weed and see where that brings me. Because so far, so good. So far, it's been pretty sick. When I didn't smoke weed, things were pretty lame. Then I started smoking weed, and then things got pretty sick. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And until things aren't sick, let's keep doing what I'm doing. Just waiting for this to cool down. I like to take these, like, at least 20 degrees lower than, like, a normal, like, water dab. Just because, again, it's very direct. It's, like, instant. Like, I need to, like, make shorter videos just to, like, help educate people on dry dabs. Because I've had people buy these and, like, hurt themselves. Like, oh, shit, I didn't even scoop a dab. That's all right. Even lower temp. It's just going to be better. That's all that means. Just means more flavor. Some NO2 diesel. This stuff tastes like orange gasoline to me. It's so good. From Green Dot. Yeah, they've been killing it lately. Oh yeah, this temp looks great. Oh, I knew that was gonna happen. That Ento diesel is very terpy, and if it's really terpy, you're gonna like potentially choke up on that initial hit. Because whoa, the terps. Oh my god. Even that might have been a little warm. Honestly. Could have waited longer. I've been overheating my nail lately. A little bit. And then not being patient. But that's life. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's hot. Watch out. Oof. I definitely hit that a little hot. Ooh. Oh man. Alright, I'm gonna go grab this bong super fast. It's just in my wife's office. Give me 1 second, guys. I want to show you this piece. There's a lot to talk about on it. And then I'll show you this halo and stuff, but I want to show you this bong real quick before we go any farther here. Oh my god, that was a lot.
Give me 1 second.
I feel that right now, that I did too much. Oh my gosh, I did too much for sure. Or maybe I didn't do enough. No, I did too much, for sure. Because I ate food, drank water. Not enough sleep. But sometimes, you know, fuck, though. That was a little warm. The Ento diesel, whoa. Strong. It's the terps. I'm telling you, I don't care about THC level. I care about terps. Because the strongest shit is going to be the shit that has the most fucking, like, real, like, terps, like, flavor in it. That's, like... The THC is like one part of it. They're all like building blocks to what is a very potent strain. Okay. Well, I was calling this a minimalist bong when I was posting it on the Instagrams, but clearly I was being sarcastic. I was posting it saying this is for the people who like want something a little simple, easy to clean, like, you know, just basically kind of trolling, but not really, because I know that this thing, look at it. Even if you see it in person, it's a little bit of like a headache going, what? Oh, and then, oh, and then, okay. Like, there's just like a lot going on here. So it is 18 millimeter, gotta, on the flower piece. Fuck, I gotta have Patrick make me a slide for this. Okay. Tell him in a minute. But it needs to be done for Cassie to do photos today. Fuck, this is not important right now. I've been having a day where I've been forgetting everything I was supposed to be doing. Like, in a bad way. And this is what happens when I get a little bit sleep deprived. Actually, not a little bit. It's kind of when I've stacked sleep deprivation a little bit. Then I start getting a little, like, spacey. And that's when I have to go, oh, I think I have to take a break. But I can't for, like, another week or so. I have to really keep crushing. But either way, besides the point, bear with me. So what we have here is, in the bottom of this, the percolator in this one, it is a... Oh my god, it's so many. 32. It's a 32-hole gridded shower head in the bottom. Then it has a 6-hole disc and then a 4-hole disc that are welded in. The 4-hole is smaller than the 6 mil, so it kind of like goes up in size. Let me turn it like this so you guys can, it's like a straight shot on this like perk right here. So you can see that a little easier. So you have the shower head in the bottom, the first 6-hole disc, then a 4-hole. Then there's this splash guard right here with these overflow relief drains. So basically, as water's pumping and churning through that splash guard, it's relieving this chamber and bringing water back to the base so that the bottom perk can continue to function. Then above that, you have a what is basically, I've never made one this size because usually they're only a 4-hole with like a smaller shower head, but this is like a big bloop RBR can. And it has 3 drains. So you'll have 3 tornadoes like simultaneously firing and going. They shred. Check my Instagram. The function on this thing is insane. I can put some water in it. This thing definitely has a little alcohol in it because my wife was getting ready to do photos of it. So she was trying to dry it out so there's no like water in it. So maybe I can't put... No, I could probably put water in it. But either way. Yeah, and the way I did the color palette on this one is like the yellow, the orange, the red, the blue, the green, the white, and I got the purple. The slides like got a white horn coming off of it. I wish I had it in here. I gotta have that made. The horn's made, but the slide's not. So it's basically like a rainbow of colors, like to kind of make it all like everything's like, this is kind of like a crazy chaotic piece, but there is flow to it. There is like symmetry and like the way the colors flow and everything. I love this green Maria right here, like all the sharp beveled edges on all the Marias, like including this like huge foot. Like this is like a really heavy big piece of glass. 2 full days on this. Definitely more time than I was expecting to spend on it. Definitely at least a day in prep of color for Mike. So I had all my sections I needed. Lots of cuts in this thing. Yeah, it's just crazy the time you put into some of them. But like, this is where I have the most fun is when I get to kind of like branch off and do a wild project like this. And then also my guys that are working here, they get to like watch and like walk by and see some of the stuff I'm working on when I'm doing crazy shit like this. They're just like, whoa, what is happening? Like, and I like to like show them stuff and make them like scratch their heads and go, this is crazy. Like, and they might be just saying that and being nice because I do pay them to be here, but either way I'm gonna think that it's because they actually genuinely think that and not the other. But yeah, I'm stoked on how this turned out. This piece is fucking big, crazy, so heavy. It's definitely over 3 pounds of glass. I bet you it's close to 4.5. I'd love to weigh this thing. It's crazy how thick the foot is and everything. I love having all the access to tools and equipment I have now from like being having such a heavy support system over the last like 5-6 years. I've been able to like take that and invest it into like equipment and stuff and space, and now I can like pursue shit like this. Like this, I couldn't do this by hand. Like, there's no way. Like parts of this were done by hand, but like assembling these huge sections with cleanliness and symmetry, like to really get that weld hot enough, like you need to have a lathe. Like these are huge welds, like especially this foot. This foot is like almost like it's probably like over 1/4 inch thick. Like it's probably like 9 mil thick. Yeah. Just crazy. I fucking got burned so many times making this too. When you're making big pieces of glass, you always like are bumping like your knuckles or like your wrist or your arm. You know, when you're like making like dinner or even maybe on a specific time of year like Thanksgiving, like the famously your mom or someone you know will always get their forearm burnt on the stove or the oven when they're pulling the turkey in and out or food. It's very much like that when you're building a large piece of glass because you're more focused on the glass and like where your flame is pointed that you're not paying attention that, oh, you just touched your hand on the piece. But the piece looks just like this. It's clear. It's not like it's red hot, but it's still 1,000 degrees. So when you touch your knuckle on 1,000 degrees, it just turns white and smells like bacon. It's so weird that like burnt human flesh literally smells like bacon. It's fucked up, dude. It's the weirdest thing. Like, even your sweat, like if you're sweating hard blowing glass and your sweat is dripping off your face and like hitting your graphite pad in front of you that's red hot from spinning glass on it, and that sweat hitting it, you smell it's sweaty bacon smell. It's gnarly. And that's human. That's like human vapor. It's super gross. I think that's like my hardest thing with jiu-jitsu is like why I haven't gone back. It's just like I don't like other people's sweat. I like the... When I used to do it, and you'd have another dude like above you or tight up on you, and you just feel their sweat moving on you, or they're dripping on you. I tap from drips. I'll be like, tap, and they'll be like, I didn't do anything, but yeah, you dripped on me, bro. Like that was enough. Like you win. Like I'll go sit over there and cheer you on now. Like I'm good. Fuck, dude. Yeah, I want to be tough, and I want to be confident in my abilities, but. Is there sweat involved? Because like I'll sweat, but I don't want your sweat. Like there's been times where I go to my trainer and like my friend Carly that I work out with, like I'll be blowing glass here from like 4 a.m. till like 7:30 a.m. Then I'll go work out with her and I'll be already sweating and like I'll smell bad and I'll literally tell her, I'll be like, I'm so pissed right now, dude. And she'll be like, why? I'll be like, I just hate the way I smell. Like, I'm mad at myself. Like, I'm like, I'll like, yeah. I think I was weird when I was a little kid too. My mom told me that I didn't like touching grass. So she just put me on a towel in the middle of the grass and I wouldn't move. I would just stay there because I didn't want to touch the grass. I'm like, well, maybe I was playing a game you didn't know about. Like, I don't know. Either way. The sweat thing always got me with jiu-jitsu, but how we got there was because I was just telling you that if you get really sweaty and you're burning yourself and you're blowing glass, it's strange that the smell is similar to that of cooking a pig. And that's information you don't need. You don't need to know that, but you have it now if you listen to that old thing. Very good. Very good. Well, let me show you this halo real quick because this piece is super sick too. When I was making this piece, I'm not even sure what was going on. You know, like it was one of those things where I think I was definitely super tired and I was just going with the flow. I made some crazy prep and like layered glass and stuff and then encalmed it and lip wrapped stuff. It got wild. And then it ended up being this thing that looked like maybe a 90s wrestler or maybe an African safari. Or, you know, I don't know, everyone sees something different, but either way, anyone I show this piece to, they're like, tell me what they think of something. Like, some people don't know what it is. I've gotten like 80s, 90s, or I've gotten professional wrestler. I've gotten African safari or something. Like I don't know, dude. Either way, to me, I'm not sure what I was going for. I was just like, whoa, this yellow is a cool color. I was like, what would be sick with it? I was like, black and white. And I was like, I don't want to just do black and white in Calmo. And I was like, well, I could, but I could make some different black and white tubing. So then I have this stuff I made. I'm really stoked how it turned out. It's like super sharp. The halo on it's crazy. Like making this the way it is with just the strip of that pattern on just the outside and then all yellow in the middle. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to make certain components. Like sometimes like I always relate stuff to like either construction or cooking or skateboarding. But it's very much like with cooking, like someone could just make you like a very simple dish and it looks simple to you, but you don't realize how much time and skill it took to do like a component that you'd be like, oh, it's just a circle. Like, oh, that's just a mashed potato. And you're like, no. That's not just a mashed potato, sir. Like that's not just a circle, sir. Like that circle. Do you know what it takes to make that circle? Like how to get it to even look like that circle? Just to lay everything out so the color lays out properly so that circle's right. So like it's very, and that's the same thing with like for me, like with cooking certain things. It may be a simple looking dish to some people, but they don't realize what it took to get to that end point and the components that are in there, how much energy is in certain components. And then you put them in. Like that's like pieces like this. This has so many fucking components and there's so much complexity in putting them all together. And the way it works, just insane. The wife and I smoked flower out of it for like a weekend. Just the most insane flower piece. Like crazy smooth, but just like an absurd amount of function. It's just kind of like you almost just need a mirror so you could just watch this thing function, because it's just like there's so much happening. And there's so much shred. I don't even know. I've learned so much, like, having the lathe, though, and, like, it's just so fun to be able to make. It can get crazier. Things are going to get so much crazier. I hope people are here for it. I hope there's people that are, like, it seems like the fucking Instagram's been crazy lately. I'm, like, everyone's talking about how we can't be shown to, like, non-followers, and I'm, like, me too, but you still can get, like, reach. Like, you just have to, how big of a bong did you make? That's my first question. I go, how big was the pipe? And people go, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, is it just some really crazy technical little colorful piece that takes tons of skill and time that people won't even be able to pick up on and recognize? Or is it just a giant bong? And someone goes, that's big. I get it. You got to start there. Got to get people's attention with the big bong, and then you start showing them your cool, really techie art that you make. I'm just kidding. You don't need to make a big bong. That just seemed to work. It's fun. Fun is key. It's crazy how expensive it is to have fun. You know? And like how much energy and time I put into fun. I've been, like, again, adulting lately, and sometimes you like do some math on like how much energy and time you're putting into things, and you're like, whoa, dude, like I invest a significant amount of time into having fun. And this doesn't mean I'm going out to party or anything. I'm talking about I'm doing things with glass in my shop that I'm not going to get paid for. I'm literally just making some stupid shit that I'm like, I can't wait to show my internet friends. Oh my God, dude. What happens when I grow up? Dude, I'm terrified. So scared. That's why I don't think I'm ever going to grow up. I'm able to talk to adults, though, dude. I talk to other adults. I'm able to do it. But in my mind, I know. I know later that they probably are going to, you know, eat a balanced dinner and read a book. They probably got a cool little light that they clip to read their book or whatever. Maybe they do an audiobook. I know that later I am going to play in a bouncy house with my daughter. And then when she goes to bed, I'm going to smoke hash and play World of Warcraft. I'm like, oh boy, we do things differently. I know it. Dude, Oh my God, there's so many crazy things. It's so weird being like a parent in this modern day and age and being also like a cannabis user, but also a public person. It's kind of, not that I'm public, but I post a lot of this online. So it's kind of like I'm putting it out there. Lots of people to keep it private. I don't think any of the parents have caught on yet, but there's definitely going to be a time and a place where, and hopefully it's not like a negative thing. Hopefully it's always chill. But I always worry about the day that like my kid has like a parent that's like, doesn't want her hanging out with her because her dad like posts dad videos or something. This is a very abstract thought, but with enough hash, you can have extremely abstract thoughts that lead to anxiety and all sorts of fun stuff. And I've been doing that lately. I've been doing a lot of that, just going, man, so what happens next? What's the, you know, I'm trying to figure things out. Because me, like, I'm always going to smoke hash. And the internet definitely doesn't want you posting dad videos, but I love posting them. They're so fun. I like seeing the little tornadoes and all the bubbles. Like, I don't know, when I've talked about a million times before, back in the day, like, I was someone that, like, found a lot of my content and entertainment was coming from early YouTube and people that were showing, like, cannabis products from California to Colorado and showing dabs for the first time and showing glass, like, heady glass, and I was like, this is so cool. Like, so for me, it's all just, like, fun. But all these goddamn adults, they might see it as something, like, juvenile or, like, crazy or, I don't know. I think a lot of these parents that I've met actually, though, are actually super cool. Even if they don't smoke weed, they're, like, whatever about it because they went to college around the same time. Like, well, I didn't really go, but they did, you know. Like, they went. So, like, it's not like I'm talking to, like, it's a lot of the older people who are like that. But I grew up in an area with a lot of old people, so I feel like I still have, like, some of those things. Like, when you see a cop driving by and if you have weed on you, you're like, oh, shit, dude, be chill, dude. Like, but I don't have to be like that. I'm in Colorado, but still get like that. Yeah. Also, the colors on this are dense yellow opal from Greasy Glass. Man, the colors he's been doing are crazy lately. This one's definitely a more challenging color to work. You have to be really careful with it. Just because I think it's got to be cadmium-based by the way it reacts to things. But it can get a little bit bubbly. But man, this came out super smooth. Like all the Incalmo lines and everything. And it's such a heavy piece. The glass has just been getting thicker. I've been trying to get it a little smaller, but then I still want to put all the color into it, and then it's just getting thicker. And then I had a little bit of that prep left over, and then that's what I made these couple little lines on this one with. And I've been learning so much about like the line work and stuff, too. I'm excited where that's going to take me. I have lots of ideas, especially for like series of things, too. I'd love to do stuff that's like, like, I have a custom right now. Someone asked me to basically make a piece in a color pattern that matches a specific video game character that they really love. And I thought it was a cool project because I've done stuff like that before for, like, different Pokemon and whatnot. And I'm like, man, it'd be fun to, like, have line work series that, like, look like specific characters and stuff. It's not, like, marketed as that, but it's kind of like, and, like, you know, it just, people looking at it like, oh, is that, wait, that looks like Wolverine or some shit. And it's like, it is. It's like, we can't obviously market it as that. But like, these are that's the Wolverine colorway. And have limited series throughout the years. That's why I just want to be more organized about how I'm dropping my glass. So I'm trying to find a way to like plan more and be more calculated with how I'm doing it. But I truly am just like a wild, like, I feel like if anything, I do some artist tendency shit. I don't like to call myself an artist, but there's times where I'm like, I have an opportunity to be very professional and organized and I choose chaos. And like, I think that is something to do with creativity or something else. Who knows? Maybe like, yeah, who knows? Either way, I don't know. I do some shit where I'm like, I should organize my drops better, but I'm just like, oh, I just want to make this piece and this. Oh, look at this crazy bong. Like, my wife was like, how many days did you put into this? And I was like, two. And she's like, oh my God. Like, cause she knows, like, I'm not going to get paid for 2 days worth of work for what I'll sell this for. But still, it's sick, dude. Even if I don't sell it, it's personal bong, you know? Just sick. That's what I mean. Like, I think a lot of people, if they were like business people, would do things so differently. But I think that's what's special about what we're doing is that, like, I'm not a business person. I'm someone who's willing to work really hard and post a lot about it. So I have amazing people that support the art and want to see more, and I'm grateful for that. Like, but I'm not like a business person. Like, if I was, we'd probably do things a lot differently. Everything would probably be even better, probably, honestly. I think I'm sometimes like a thorn in the foot of Bear Mountain Studios because I'm just like, instead of getting an order done, I was supposed to get done, I'll be like, I'm going to make this sick bong. But I'm pretty responsible. I don't do that as much anymore, but I still do a little bit. I've gotten way better about my timelines, way faster with some things. But, you know, little improvements each day. But either way, my point is that as much as we're like a professional thing, like, I'm just trying to figure this shit out still. It's confusing. But I think all of it is right now for small business owners. If you're someone that has any sort of small business, whether you're mowing lawns, making t-shirts, have a restaurant, whatever you're doing, like, it's weird right now trying to figure out what the next move is for your small business. I try to listen to people that do podcasts to talk about that kind of stuff, like what small businesses should be thinking about for the future. And it sounds like everything I've been hearing lately is just so doom and gloom that I'm like, what the fuck? Does anyone have what small business owners should be thinking about next or how to make things better for everybody? And yeah, but I think patience is a big thing. I'm just going to try and be patient, keep crushing. Appreciate everyone that's fucking keeps coming out and supporting. We do have a Sunday sale. September 29th, the day we'll see the second moon from specific telescopes. And the day of our Sunday sale, the day this episode comes out, a very epic day coming up. Well, it's today, I guess, if you're watching this on the day of, but man, nuts. And then during the Sunday sale, it's too, oh my God, I can't even talk, dude. I'm so fucking tired. I'm so sorry. Holy shit. I'm crushing so hard right now and it's sick. But there are side effects. There are fucking side effects when you crush super hard. Like, there's no getting around it. Like, people are going to think you're doing heavy drugs. They're going to think, hey, that guy might be doing something. And it's like, no, he's just not doing enough of sleep. And maybe a little too much weed here and there. But realistically, it's the sleep. The weed wouldn't do much if you had more sleep. Lack of sleep, weed's way stronger. Either way, don't know what my point was. Sunday sale, though. Coming up, we're going to have some dry pipes on it. Nano RBRs. We're going to have two 14-mil RTHs. Been doing less of the RTHs, making them a little bit more limited again. Starting to try and gear up to do other projects, so we're doing a little bit less of certain things and going to start putting more time into other projects so that we can, you know, facilitate more ideas that I have. And all these things I want to pursue. And then this halo will be on there. This tube. And I got like 10 different Puffco full color tops from like the bloop ones. And then I also have the 10 millimeter jointed ones. So like a really nice variety there. And then also I'll have 10 millimeter doubles, 14 mil double diffuse. And then that'll be like pretty much it. Oh yeah, I'll have two 10 millimeter nano double diffused halos. Wow. I had to think about that one. So decent little drop, just small quantities of everything, some fun nanos, some dries, and some really unique stuff that's one of ones that you won't normally see. And then we're going to be getting ready for our big pre-sale in November, which is our biggest pre-sale of the year. This is the one where we open up almost the entire catalog, pieces that you would never even normally see in clear format that are always usually in full color you'll see in clear. And it basically gives people the opportunity to get something for someone for Christmas or for something for themselves, but also the clear pieces being basically half the price of the full color ones. A lot of people end up scooping like one or two pieces that way because they get them like for like two or three pieces for the price of one, just because the clear stuff's so much more affordable. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the cost in the color stuff is the man hours to prep the color, plus the cost of the material itself is very expensive. And that shit adds up when you're trying to do tons of different color patterns. Every single section of color is more hours of work. So it adds up quick. You get wild with it. But either way, so November will be that big clear pre-sale. This Sunday, we're just going to have, I think, a couple Puffco clear things on pre-sale. And then I think that's it. I don't know if we'll have any RBRs on pre-sale. I think that we're going to wait till November to do those because I just dropped a couple in stores. But yeah, if you want to learn more and more questions, way more organized, a lot better information if you go to bmsclass.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out the website. We have a list of stores on there that have been getting drops. There may be some shops on there that have some clear pieces left. So check that out. And yeah, it's been fucking fun. I'm like, I know I only took 2 dabs and I really didn't talk about everything I wanted to, but I'm like 2 stoned. I'm done. It's over for me. I have responsibilities too. My wife's going to be here soon. Whatever. Whew. Okay, I got this. Hope you all have a great day. Didn't drink enough of my coffee. That's the problem. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. Well.